Well, good morning. And yeah, as you can tell, this is the start of the Music Savage Show. So, as my friend Ryan D says, everything is better. Music makes everything better. But let's start with a little bit of humor this morning. And this is Kirsten sitting in for Ryan D on the Music Savage Show, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio, and Freeform it is.
We'll have 2 weak points and a big flat one.
Could I have a flat one, Mum?
Shh!
Sorry, Dad.
Yeah, all right, 2 points, 2 flats and a packet of gravel.
Packet of gravel. Should be a good one this afternoon.
Yeah?
Local boy.
Oh, good.
Enjoy yourselves.
Mathias, son of Deuteronomy of Gath?
Well, I say yes.
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 You have been found guilty by the elders of the town of uttering the name of our Lord, and so as a blasphemer, you are to be stoned to death.
Look, I've had a lovely supper, and all I said to my wife was that piece of halibut was good enough for Jehovah.
He said it. Some things in life are bad. They can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle, that grumble, give a whistle. And this'll help things turn out for the best. And always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life. If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten, and that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps. Just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing. Hey.
Always look on the bright side of life.
Come on.
Always look on the bright side of life.
For life is quite absurd, and death's the final word. You must always face the curtain with a bow. Forget about your scene, give the audience a grin. Enjoy it, it's your last chance anyhow.
So always look on the bright side of death. Just before you draw your terminal breath.
Life's a piece of shit. When you look at it, life's a laugh and death's a joke, it's true. You'll see it's all a show, keep them laughing as you go. Just remember that the last laugh is on you. And
always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the right side of life.
Come on, Brian, cue up.
A blue shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room, no space to rent in this town.
come on, baby, let me tell ya all the things I wanna see. And everybody's gonna be happy, which means you and me, my love. Everybody's gonna be happy, which means you and me, my love. And I know, man, when I see you walking down the street, well, it makes me happy to see you walking. It makes my life complete, 'cause tell ya all the things I wanna say. Come on, baby, let me tell ya all the things I wanna say. Everybody's gonna be happy, which means you and me, my love. Everybody's gonna be happy, which means you and me, my love. And I know that you and me, and I know that you and me be happy, happy as we can be.
I got a feeling I'm not the only one. imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it, but he just throws it. Again! I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Perhaps a shelter pet is the best thing to happen to a person. So that was a set that I am sending out to Ryan. Ryan is not here. He sadly lost his grandfather shortly after the death of his grandmother. So I am so pleased to be sitting here and filling in for him so he can be with his family right now. And I'm sending him lots of love and happiness. It was a little bit of a choppy start there with my transition from the Life of Brian trailer to Always Look on the Bright Side of Life. But I put in some happiness there. So Monty Python, Always Look on the Bright Side of Life. You too. Beautiful day from All That You Can't Leave Behind. The Kinks, Everybody's Gonna Be Happy, Tired of Waiting for You. And Sheryl Crow, All I Want to Do, All I Want to Do. So this next set, I really am going to play some musicians or upcoming events that are local. Julie Rhodes is going to be playing in the near future. I will give you all the dates after this set. There's going to be a Fish versus Primus Smackdown that we can all go to. It's the Watertown School of Rock. So it's not Fish, but it's Fish. So you know what I mean. Then Laura Veers. So let's start with some Julie Rhodes. I know that Ryan is a big fan of hers. I did get the chance to hear her perform at Atwoods. Atwoods has taken up a lot of the slack from Johnny D's. I find myself there quite frequently. They have a great lineup there, as do Sinclair and Great Scott and a lot of our other musical venues. I've not been to the Wine Bar yet, but I have been to once. So all those are wonderful places, and there are lots of concert reports out there. But listening to live radio gives you a chance to hear some of this music beforehand. So here we go, some Julie Rhodes.
And leave me like another weed in your garden. Nothing I can say is gonna make you stay. Don't call me when you know the flowers are gone and your skies are cloudy and gray. It ain't wrong to want a little more sunshine. I ain't ashamed, I want a little more rain. I ain't gonna beg, no, I ain't gonna plead no more. You ain't never given me one good thing to beg for. Oh, go on and leave me like another weed in your garden. Nothing I can say is gonna make you stay. Don't call me when you know the flowers are gone and your skies are cloudy and gray. I'm so tired of all your messing around, messing around. Nothing's gonna grow between you and I. I gotta go, honey. Garden, nothing I can say is gonna make you stay. Don't call me when you know the flowers are gone and your skies are cloudy and gray. like another weed in your garden. Nothing I can say is gonna make you stay. Don't call me when you know the flowers are gone and your skies are cloudy and gray.
Thank you. I've barely been to college and I've been doubtful of all that I've dreamed of. The brink of my existence essentially is a comedy, the gap in my teeth and all that I can cling to. The milk is sour.
Shalala, ooh, ooh, shalala.
All that I've stuck to and all that I've clung to, I've fought like a dog. This world that I've trusted has been over and busted and rested by an arbitrary sonogram.
Shalala, ooh, ooh, shalala. Ooh, shalala, ooh, ooh, shalala. Ooh, shalala, ooh, ooh, shalala. Ooh, shalala, ooh, ooh, shalala.
Outside, well, nothing's gonna happen. She'll never write a number on a crumpled up napkin. She'll never be your ego, she'll never be your bandit. She'll never get to eat you like your heart's a pomegranate. I'm throwing out the milk, the olives got old. I'm tired of my mind getting heavy with mold. I need to start a garden. Gonna start a garden in my backyard. I'm gonna start a garden in my backyard. Cause making this song up is just as hard. Cause making this song up is just as hard.
Ooh, shalala, ooh, ooh, shalala.
Okay, well, that was a set of musicians who are all going to be playing locally in the very near future. And by very near future, I mean, let's start with this evening. Julie Rhodes will be at once. And she is just an amazing musician to be in her presence because she's such a force of nature. I did have the opportunity to hear her over at Atwoods, and I really appreciated hearing her in such a close and intimate setting. So I would highly recommend going out and hearing her. After that is, as I mentioned earlier, this smackdown between Phish and Primus. And so that is going to be School of Rock Watertown performing the music of Phish versus Primus. I could have put down where that is. I'll have to let you know at the next break. Ryan and I both, without hesitation, said Primus. However, I played two Phish songs, so you wouldn't really know that. I guess I also played two songs because I like the two songs that I picked out for Phish, and that's maybe I should give them a little more credit than I have. So after Julie Rhodes was Phish, Dirt from the album Farmhouse, plus I like just playing Dirt after In Your Garden. Then Primus, 11, Sea of the Sailing Cheese. I love that CD. I just cannot listen to it often enough. Then we had Phish again, Dear Prudence. It's a song I am trying to learn how to play on the guitar. But it's got some really beautiful chords and fingering in there. And yeah, so back to Primus. I was going to mention that on this album, Jerry was a race car driver, or Tommy the Cat would have been the obvious selections. But I somehow love that awkward beat of 11. It has an unusual time metric of 11/8, hence the name. And so I really like that awkwardness of this song. After that was Laura Veers, Seven Falls, from her album Lookout. She will be at the Middle East on May 25th. And I am not sure the last time I've been to the Middle East. So that would be kind of a good excuse to go over there. I haven't been there in a while. I don't know why. We ended that set with Haley Hendricks, Shalala. I know, I play that song way too often, from I Need to Start a Garden. Maybe it's the spring. We've got dirt, we've got In Your Garden, I Need to Start a Garden, whatever. So she is going to be playing on the 21st. I believe it's at Atwoods. I should probably check that as well. So, although the clock is down here in the station and the speakers are down, so I'm sitting here for hours with headphones on and trying to keep track of the time ever so carefully, because I will be playing Ryan's Song of the Week exactly at 8 o'clock. He really is not just a DJ here, but he is a music aficionado. He has a website, Music Savage, and his website is a wealth of information and shows all of the work that he puts into understanding the local music scene, but then also what are the current activities of bands, what are the new songs, new noise, and he always has a song of the week. So that will be coming up right at 8 o'clock. And in the meantime, I am going to be playing some music that is just inspired me. That Ryan has inspired. He is a huge Shovels and Rope fan, so we're going to start with that and then go into some Brandi Carlile and then maybe get the Lumineers before we get to his Song of the Week. I hope that you are enjoying what I'm spinning. I hope that I am able to capture the spirit of the Music Savage Show, and let's listen to some Shovels and Rope, because nothing says the Music Savage Show like Shovels and Rope. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Everybody's in this together now. Why you wanna break your back? Pushing through the wind and the weather now. Lay another mile of track.
Got all the good luck. Maybe I missed it when the lightning struck. just can't keep living off of rock and roll.
Time of day I can't recall, the kind of thing that takes a toll. Over years of overtime, over smiles and over wine. All in all it wasn't bad, all in all it wasn't good. But I still care. And that's the problem with the days, are never long enough to say what it is you never said, all the books you never read. Throw myself into the wind, hoping somebody might pick me up and care. True, it's nothing sacred, nothing new. No one tells you when it's time. There are no warnings, only signs. Then you know that you're alone, not a child anymore, but you're still scared. All your mountains turn to rocks, all your oceans turn to drops. They are nothing like you thought. You can't be something you are not. Life is not a looking glass. Don't get tangled in your past like I am.